Well, we just finished a study on worship and what it doesn't look like and what it should look like. From time to time, you read in Scripture, and it's like it gives you snapshots of moments of worship. And one of the grand and marvelous snapshots I want to read to you today is found in Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. Kind of a place that you would not necessarily suspect worship taking place right alongside of a lake. Certainly it is. Luke chapter 5, and it begins in verse 1. Now it came about while the multitudes were pressing around him, that is Jesus, and listening to the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two boats lying at the edge of the lake, but the fishermen had gotten out of them. They were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little way in the land. And he sat down and he began teaching the multitudes from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water. Let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered and said, "Master, we worked hard all night, caught nothing. But at your bidding, I'll let down the nets." When they had done this, they enclosed a great quantity of fish, and the nets began to break. And they signaled to their partners, and the other boat came to help them, and they came and filled both boats, so they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw that, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, "Depart from me. I am a sinful man. Oh, Lord." For amazement had seized him and all his companions because of the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not fear. From now on you will be catching men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. True worship. True worship causes you to see God in all of his greatness. There are times in our life where God is so gracious to us. They're snapshots in our lives. And you just can't help but be overwhelmed by his goodness to you. And it puts you on your knees. But it should be doing one more thing. It should be causing us to abandon all of our agendas and following him. And that's what true worship does every time. It diminishes our way, and it causes us to see the grandeur of his. May we worship God in spirit and in truth. Father, we come before you today, and our desire is to see you in all of your glory. Your graciousness to us as we look upon the cross of Jesus is breathtaking. We realize that all of our pursuits are vain. Lord, open our eyes, the eyes of our heart. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.